Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, November 19th. I'm Tammy Trujillo. You're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. State Senator Scott Wiener is trying, again, to legalize supervised drug consumption or injection sites in California. If his bill passes, the city of L.A. and the county, along with a few other areas, would have the option of trying out this overdose prevention strategy. Wiener says the state's in a public health crisis. He argues this is an effective solution.
Safe consumption sites are not new. They have been in place for decades in Europe, Canada, and Australia, and have been very successful. They have reduced overdose deaths. They reduce HIV and hepatitis infections. They reduce syringe litter, and they help get people into recovery.
Critics, though, contend such sites promote drug use. L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl tells KPCC in a statement she believes they would, though, save lives. In San Francisco, Mayor Landon Breed is already moving to try to open a supervised drug use site there. In L.A. County, drug overdose deaths rose by 63% between the beginning of the pandemic and this past March. That's according to new data from the CDC. LA County leaders want answers about the case of a four-year-old boy critically hurt while in foster care after being removed from his home. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
The boy's foster mother, Gabriela Cáceres, is facing child abuse charges. A tip sent sheriff's investigators to the home in Norwalk on October 28th. The boy was so severely injured that he was placed in intensive care. Cáceres was arrested the following day. County supervisors have ordered an investigation. They want to know why the Department of Children and Family Services, or DCFS, removed the boy from his family, and whether there was a communications failure due to the fact that the family speaks an indigenous language. Supervisor Hilda Solis.
Really understanding his cultural and linguistic abilities and our lack in terms of staff understanding what that meant.
Alba Gonzalez, who works with the indigenous outreach group Cielo, is calling for an in-depth investigation. She says better translation assistance is needed for people accessing medical care and social services. This is the latest in a series of investigations involving children who have been hurt or killed while under DCFS supervision, including the case of 8-year-old Gabriel Fernandez, who was tortured to death in 2013 by his mother and her boyfriend, who were both convicted of murder. I'm Julia Paskin.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva defied another subpoena this week from the Civilian Oversight Commission. The sheriff now says he and his staff will no longer attend any of the panel's meetings until its chair apologizes to the department. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Commission Chair Priscilla Ochin told NPR the sheriff's department has a problem with white supremacist gangs and said Villanueva has looked the other way. In a letter to the panel, the sheriff called the comments cancerous rhetoric and slanderous and insisted there are no deputy gangs. The back and forth raises the temperature on an already fractious relationship. The sheriff has defied numerous subpoenas from the oversight panel, including one to testify Thursday about a RAND report that said deputy subgroups exist and that at their worst they encourage violence and undermine the chain of command. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
And the oversight panel said in a statement the issue of deputy gangs is bigger than the sheriff or members of the commission and has cost the county millions of dollars in lawsuits. Commission members are asking Villanueva to work with us, quote, to address that issue. The forecast this morning is full of fog, lots of it, and you need to be very careful if you're out on the freeways. It will burn off. We'll get to mostly sunny skies later on this morning. Highs from the mid-60s, mid-70s today, about the same going for tomorrow. Then on Sunday, that Santa Ana, it's a mild condition, kicks back in, and that will push our temps into the 70s to the low 80s for the valleys. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. Meanwhile, you can get more news on LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.